I said I'd never drink again. But it was Christmas, and everyone I work with was at the office Christmas party. So I decided a couple of drinks wouldn't hurt. I had made Kentucky Bourbon Happy Balls for the party, and I was already pretty happy from licking the bowl. You know, bourbon, sugar, and chocolate. Doesn't take much to get me going. Then, at the party, a couple of drinks here, a couple of drinks there, and pretty soon I was pretty drunk. Everybody was drinking and celebrating, and the guys were feeling me up and down. So I figured I better get out of there before I did something really stupid, you know? But I was too drunk to drive, and so I called my son to come and pick me up and take me home. He's such a good boy. He had just gotten his driver's license, and he loved the freedom a car gave him. He had arranged to go out with some of his friends, but like a good son, he came and got me. The only problem was that he'd already picked up his four friends, so it was kind of crowded in the car. There was no room in the front seat, and so I had to squeeze in the back and sit on somebody's knee. It was about a half hour's drive home, and with me bouncing up and down some guy's lap, well, you guessed it, he got hard, and I could feel it rubbing on my ass. You know, in that groove my ass cheeks make. It felt so good. I suggested that since we still had a long way to go, maybe I should change knees to give his legs a rest. But it was not his legs that needed a rest. And my cunt was getting wet from feeling his hard cock. So I switched laps and sat on another guy's knee. The only problem is the next guy also had a hard on. And he decided that he wanted more than just me sitting on his lap. He also started to play with my tits. I have really big tits, nice and big and fat and plump, and they stick out really far, especially when I wear my Victoria's Secret push-up bra when I get dressed up like I was tonight. Because I wanted to look nice for the Christmas party, I went all out and put on makeup and eyeshadow and rouge and red lipstick. And I did my hair up, all up in loose curls, kind of like the Farrah Fawcett look. So I wasn't exactly surprised when this kid started to feel me up, even though I was old enough to be his mother. I was in the crowded back seat with three young guys. At least two of them had hard cocks. And I had a wet cunt, and one of them was feeling up my tits. I didn't want to say anything because my son was driving and I didn't want to distract him. So I pretended like nothing was happening. I was wearing a low-cut, scoop-neck, black knit top that clung to my tits and really showed them off. My cleavage was really deep. The guy feeling me up, his friends called him Barry, started tracing the neckline of my top with his fingers. Oh, he had a light touch, and it was making me all tingly, and his fingers kept dipping lower and lower inside my top every time he made a pass. Pretty soon, my top had been pushed down over my tits to expose my black lace bra. Well, I guess you could call it a bra, but it's more like a shelf bra. And didn't even hide my nipples. Soon, Barry's hand was playing with my nipples, too, as the other two guys watched. One of the guys, they called him Steve, said, "Look at those tits. Have you ever seen anything as big as these tits?" The third guy, Rick, he wasn't saying much. He just sat there staring at Barry's hand as he fondled my tits. And then he wasn't fondling them anymore. He was sucking my nipple. Mm. Steve sucked the other one, while Rick just stared, and I could see he was rubbing his cock. I looked over at my son, but he was still focused on his driving and talking to his friend Mike in the front seat. Neither had a clue about what was going on in the back seat with his three friends and his own mother, and I sure wasn't going to tell. I love feeling their warm, wet mouths and my big, fat tits, and once in a while, one of the guys gave me a little bite on the nipple. Not too hard, just enough to shoot a tingle from my tit to my cunt. Then they would lay the nipple with their tongue and soothe away the pain. That really got me going, and I was squirming around on Steve's lap, trying to get relief from my wet cunt. Well, after a while Barry and Steve were working my tits, Rick started to run his hands up under my short skirt. It was black, just like my top, and I was wearing my black thigh-high stockings, too, and pretty red shoes that matched my red lipstick. And if I thought my cunt was wet before, what with all the tit fondling and sucking, now it was in flood. Rick's hand was sliding up and down my thigh, just brushing my panty-clad cunt. I got tingles every time he touched my clit. Oh, I was so horny I could hardly stand it. Then Steve pulled my left leg wide and Rick moved my other leg wide so he could reach my cunt better. His fingers pulled my panties aside and he slipped two fingers into my now hungry gash. In a low voice so the guys in front couldn't hear, he said, "Her cunt is dripping wet." Oh, I was just leaning back against Barry as he continued to fondle my tits. I was embarrassed by Rick's assessment of my cunt, but I was actually more horny than embarrassed, and my horniness won out. So I said to Barry, the guy whose lap I was sitting on, "Get your fucking hard cock out. I need fucking." He must have thought Santa had arrived because in a flash he freed his prick and it was big. I didn't know young teenage boys could have a cock that big. I wrapped my hand around it and I gave it a couple strokes. It felt warm to my touch, as hard as a pry bar, like velvet over steel. I loved the feel of his cock in my hand. I knew I had to have it inside me. I couldn't wait. So I gave it a couple of rubs against my wet cunt lips and a swipe or two across my clit. Oh, God. And I guided it into my sloppy, wet fuckhole. Oh, his cock felt so good inside me, and it wasn't even all the way inside me yet. Then my fucking son said, "Here we are. We're home, Mom." Fuck! I didn't want the ride to end. I was all worked up, and so were the three guys in back with me. The three horny guys and the horny cunt in the back seat all moaned in frustration. Oh. I thought real quick and I said, "Can one of you guys help me get inside? I'm a bit drunk." And of course they all offered to help me, so we all went inside and I said to my son, "Would you be a very good boy and go to the mall and get Mommy something to stop my headache?" Of course, I had all kinds of headache meds in the bathroom, but I pretended like we didn't have anything on hand. I wanted to get my son out of the house because I really had a horny cunt that needed filling by some young hard cock, or three. So, as soon as he was out the door, I told the guys to get naked. "I'm going to give you all a Christmas present." Then I pranced around the room, slashing my tits, rolling my ass, grinding and shaking, sucking my own nipples as the guys watched. Stripping off my clothes, teasing them. There were four of them now, and then I was spread out on the floor with a young stud eating my cunt, a hard cock fucking my mouth, and both my tits being sucked. The boy eating my cunt moved up and drove his hard cock deep inside my ready cunt. Yes, I shouted. Fuck me. Fuck me like a slut. And so he did, driving his rock-hard prick deep inside my wet mommy gash. The cock felt so good inside me. It was a nice, tight fit. And I had to caution him to go slow at first because I hadn't been fucked in a long time. But I was soon wet and ready to receive his cock that he plowed right into me. He pounded my cunt, and I felt him unload his cum deep in my gash in no time. Fuck, I thought, these young kids have no fucking stamina. Then he rolled off me, and he was replaced by the guy that was face-fucking me. Now, don't get me wrong, I love sucking and licking dick and feeling a guy's cock enter my mouth and try to get down my throat, feeling his hands on my head as he tries to use my mouth as a cunt and fuck the shit out of my mouth and try and make me take his cock all the way down my throat while he finger fucks me. But I like getting fucked by a hard prick even better. And since I had already drained the first guy's balls, I was ready for cock number two. I could feel Steve going balls deep in one thrust, and he was moaning how great my cunt felt. I love hearing that from a young stud, and I knew he wouldn't last long. My cunt is just too wet and tight and hot for a hard teen cock. But that didn't matter, because I was coming as my cunt milked his cock. Load number two had been received. Unless I missed my guess, I still had two more hard cocks to go. The third guy, Barry, was big. His cock was the biggest prick I'd ever seen, but my cunt was greedy and full of cum, and so he slid right in. Oh, God, it felt so good to be filled up by a big teen prick. I could feel his balls rubbing on my taint, and the big cock in my cunt plus having my taint tickled made me come again. Oh, God, yeah. Oh. The last guy had been watching his friends fuck me, and he was the one who'd been sitting in the front seat with my son and missed all the action in the back seat. He heard me saying filthy things like, fill my dirty cunt with cum and make me a cum dump whore. I get dirty when I fuck, and I love dirty talk. I love talking about a guy's big cock and how great it feels inside me, how hard he is for me, how much I want him to come inside my cunt. You know, I can't help it. I just love cock. Then at my request, the boys called me a filthy cock-loving slut and a cock-hungry for cunt. I loved it. I love being called dirty names when I'm fucking. The last boy, Mike, decided he wanted to fuck my face and come in my mouth. And so he unzipped his pants and pulled out his cock and started stroking it to make it even bigger and harder than it was already. Then he got on his knees and straddled my tits and fed me his cock, first teasing me with it by rubbing it all over my pretty face. Oh, it was dripping wet. Then around my lips, trying to get me to open up for him. Oh, I played along and pretended to be reluctant because I love it when a guy uses his cock as a pry bar to force me to open my mouth for him. It's so dirty and such a turn-on. And so I parted my lips just a little bit, and he rubbed his wet, dripping cock along the seam and made me open my mouth for him. Then he stuck his cock straight in, almost choking me with it. Oh, it was so big and forceful, he was fucking my face really hard. Just like his friends had fucked my snatch when... When all of a sudden, my son walked in. My fucking son walked in. I'd forgot all about him, but there he was, standing in the doorway, holding his purchase of headache medicines in his hand. The face fucker got such a shock, he pulled out of my mouth just as he was coming. He couldn't hold it back, and I got his jizz all over my face. I was drenched with it. It got in my eyes, my nose, my cheeks, my lips, my chin. Every place except my fucking mouth where I really wanted it. And I was so looking forward to swallowing his spunk, too. Well, my son started yelling at his friends to stop fucking his mom. So they got dressed real quick, and then he ordered them out of the house. Fuck, I wanted to play some more, and here was my son ruining everything for me. I was still on the floor when he looked at me. I was a mess. I had cum all over my face and cum oozing out of my cunt from two guys. Mom, he said, what the fuck happened? And I said, it's Christmas, baby. Time to be happy and share. I was still a big bit drunk. And I've been horny ever since his dad left us. And I haven't had cock in such a long time. Then I noticed how my son was looking at me. He was looking at my big naked titties and my wet cunt oozing cum. I could see a big cock bulge in his pants. He was hard for his mommy, and so I taunted him. Does seeing mommy all naked and just freshly fucked excite you, baby? And he said, yes. Son, I'll go shower and get cleaned up, and you can fuck mommy for Christmas if you want to. No, he said. I want to fuck you like you are, all messy with other guys' spunk dripping out of your cunt hole and off your face, just like a dirty slut. And he started to strip. I watched him as he took off his shirt and stepped out of his pants. My son was well hung. His cock was much bigger than his daddy's, all thick and hard and veiny with a nice big mushroom head. Oh, baby, I said, I love your big, fat, thick cock. I had no idea you were so well hung. Come and fuck mommy. I want your cock inside my cunt. And I guided his meat into my fuck hole, and he started fucking me, his own mom. I thought I had come hard earlier, but the cum that was building in my cunt was going to be the best ever. Oh, God. Well, come on, baby. Fuck mommy's cunt. Mommy loves you. We should have fucked before, but now we've started fucking, we're gonna fuck lots. Oh, God, its cock felt so good inside me. I loved it. Oh, God, yes. Oh, Mom, this is gonna be the best Christmas ever. The best fucking Christmas. Mom, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come on your fucking sloppy cunt. Do it, son. Mommy needs you to fill her filthy stash with her spunk. Oh, God, it was fucking me so good. I can hardly stand it. And as the spunk spurted from my son's cock into my cunt, I also came. My cunt milked the spunk from his balls, and as we both lay on the floor, I realized we had just fucked right next to our Christmas tree. I thought my son had got his Christmas box early, and my box had been filled as well. I said to my son, you shouldn't be angry with your friends. If it wasn't for them, we would never have fucked. Did you like seeing mommy's cunt and mommy's face all covered with spunk after being gang-bang fucked and face-fucked by your friends? It was them that started everything, you know. And my son agreed. My son is inviting his friends over for Christmas. And I guess I'm the present. I'm a ho, ho, ho with a hot, wet cunt. I couldn't fucking wait.